Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Happy Easter! Christ is risen! In the Gospel for Easter Sunday, it may sound strange that Jesus didn't appear, and yet the disciples believed. This is meant for us, because many people think, "I've never had a clear experience of encountering God. Something must be wrong with me." And that's not the case. Notice that many of the disciples didn't see Jesus appear directly to them either. And even those who later saw him had already believed through signs. It's also puzzling that the gospel says that they believed but didn't understand. What is this lack of understanding about? It has to do with the fact that the resurrection was not about Jesus coming back to earthly life. That would have been understandable. But the resurrection is a going forth into the life of God, with a bodily existence that perfectly reflects the soul. It's the kind of life the saints will have in heaven after the resurrection. We don't have direct experience of that kind of life. We know it's something amazing and glorious, but also different from the type of human experience we know. That's why the gospel says that they couldn't completely understand. And it's also why none of the disciples saw the resurrection happening. It's something that lies beyond the realm of our limited experience. Then, we read that John ran faster and arrived at the tomb first. It's a symbol that points to the agility of the great saints and mystics. They can grasp the realities of the invisible world more easily than others. But a sign of their holiness is precisely that they do what John did. They wait for Peter. They wait for the rest of us in the church. That is, they see that our attaining the goal with them is part of their victory. They don't see their gifts in a selfish way, but as gifts they have received to inspire the rest of us. That's one of the signs that their lives were impacted by the resurrection. They were able to overcome competition, selfishness, and impatience. They received a new vision of faith and a greater capacity to discover God's providential signs. They saw themselves as part of the body of Christ, the Church, and as disciples called to live for a mission greater than their own individual interests. So what are those glimpses that help you anticipate something of what life in the resurrection is like? What are the signs in your life that point to the Lord's resurrection?